This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's Jesse Tapia filling in for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen, live from the home studio today while I deal with continued car trouble. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Joe Brazil is behind the glass, and we're hanging out with you until noon. Then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and Casey. Appreciate everybody listening on the radio side. That's ESPN 1320 AM or 98.5 FM HD2. If you're listening on the free Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn app, appreciate you for listening there. And a reminder that if you don't listen there, and maybe you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, and you got to walk away for a little while, you can just fire us up on one of those apps and continue listening. If you're listening in your car, fire us up on one of the apps, and you can listen to us there. Again, that's the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, and the TuneIn app. Appreciate everybody listening. However you're listening, maybe it's the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show, the podcast version of this program, which if you're not subscribed already, what are you doing with your life? It's available wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the Insiders now. All right. Actually, it's the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen Show. Sorry. Legal stuff. I don't know. Real quick, before we get back into Kings offseason, I wanted to continue our discussion a little bit about the 49ers getting an A- for their offseason from Jeremy Fowler. I'm of two minds here, because part of me goes, oh, a team that had a good offseason, especially a team like San Francisco that 2 years ago was in the Super Bowl, had a down year last year, if they're getting an A- for their offseason this year, they should be back in the Super Bowl conversation, right? That's kind of what that signals to me initially. And I don't think they are. I don't think they're there right now. I think there's too many unknowns on their roster.
Yeah, no, I think they were a 6-11 football team last. It's an A-, I think, just for the fact. I mean, you didn't pay Brock Purdy $60 million, which was a good thing.
Yep, that's a W.
And I think, like, can you have a great offseason just by doing maybe what you're supposed to already?
So,
I get what you're saying. Like, they didn't really do anything, like, just out of the ordinary. Like, you locked up you guys, let some guys go and all that stuff, but it's just more so maybe that's just all they needed. That's all they could do and all they needed to do this season.
They've also, right, and that's where the other part of this comes in, because they have a league high, like, $92 million in dead money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a third of the salary cap they're paying to players who aren't on their team anymore, which is kind of nuts. But I also think that if you look at it from the perspective of they had a plan to cut some of the fat loose from their roster, some of the players who were aging and a little expensive and underperforming their contracts, they got out from under those contracts now to put themselves in a healthier place contractually moving forward when the big numbers start kicking in on Brock Purdy's extension, et cetera, et cetera. I think when you look at it from that perspective, like they had a plan to try and reopen a Super Bowl window. And at some point they're going to have to hit on draft picks. Like we talk about that all the time with the Kings, right? No matter what team building strategy you go for, you're going to have to hit on some draft picks. And that's where I think they're relying a lot on the 24 and 25 classes because 22 and 23 didn't bear a ton of fruit for them. But I think from that standpoint, I think an A minus for what they needed to do this offseason is probably about right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, because trading Deebo Samuel, like we saw where Deebo was last season and stuff like that. I think being able to move off of Deebo, like that's a plus right there. And like I said, just extending Fred Warner, extending Kittle, and signing Brock Purdy to a contract where he's paid like $53 million per year. He's not getting the $60 million per year like Dak. Like that's all. Those are all great moves, I feel.
Do you think there's a chance, speaking of Deebo Samuel, that he tears it up in Washington this year?
Not really.
And the 49ers look dumb for trading him for a fifth round pick?
No, honestly, no.
You think he's cooked?
I don't know if he's cooked, like where he's just not a contributor anymore, but I think we've seen the best of Deebo Samuel already. And to be honest, I don't know how much I buy the Commanders right now. That's a separate conversation, I guess, but everyone keeps telling me how they're supposed to win the Super Bowl. Like, everyone just keeps telling me. Like, I get it, but also, like, they're just, like, that's the team.
We're always, Kevin Clark, our buddy from ESPN, says this all the time. We're always a year early to the hype on teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Commanders took some kind of step back this year and geared themselves up and then were really, really good in 26.
Yeah. I don't know, like, if that wouldn't shock playoffs me. Or anything like that, but I don't buy into the fact that they're going to take this massive step forward.
I think I'm with you.
Because the best team in the division is still Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm with you there for sure. I don't want to say worry about. I hope Deebo has an awesome rest of his career. I think the thing the 49ers would be worried about from the perspective of, man, we kind of gave away a player for a fifth round pick who is still productive.
Mm-hmm.
Is the 49ers did not have the means to get Deebo open in the ways they used to, because he's not just going to go out. Deebo's not the type of receiver who's going to go out and just beat man coverage, right? Like, that's just not his bag. That's why the Chiefs locked him up in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, because they had really good cover corners who they could just put on an island with Deebo, and he's going to get 13 targets, and I think he had 3 catches.
Yeah.
Because it was just that he was locked up. But I think the Commanders, with the way Jaden Daniels moves, with the way their offense is designed and how creative Cliff Kingsbury was last year, I think there are going to be ways that they can get Deebo in space where he can maybe look a little bit more like the Deebo of old. 2021 Deebo's gone. We're never seeing that again. And I thought that at the time. That isn't even hindsight. But I think last year there were just enough flashes where I'm optimistic that he can bounce back a little bit in Washington.
Yeah, I think he'll be productive, but I'm skeptical about how productive, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not all like, right. Yeah, he's not gonna match what he used to be, I feel.
All right. So the 49ers for me, we talked Raiders and expectations. Like I said, if they're in the hunt graphic in week 17, I think that's a great sign for them moving forward. I don't think they jump into the playoffs this year, but I think they're trending that way.
And the 49ers don't jump into the playoffs this year?
You said what?
You said the 49ers don't jump into the playoffs this year?
No, I don't think the Raiders get there.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit in the last segment. But for San Francisco, I think the expectation internally is probably to make the playoffs. I think that's their hope. If a bunch of stuff breaks right for them, then maybe they climb back toward the top of the NFC. If, you know, that's Michael Williams is awesome out of the gate, and Nick Martin is a really close facsimile of Dre Greenlaw out of the gate at linebacker, and Brock Purdy progresses from where he fell back to last season as a quarterback, and Juwan Jennings looks awesome, and Brandon Ayuk gets healthy midseason. Like that's all kind of stuff that needs to go right. Christian McCaffrey stays healthy all year. That and I don't know that that's realistic, but I think if San Francisco is going like 9-8, 10-7, and sneaking into a wild card spot, I think they're feeling pretty good. If they're going 7-10, especially with the schedule they have, AFC South, NFC South, Browns, Bears, and Giants is all on their schedule.
Yeah.
If they're going 6-11 again, 7-10, I think it's panic button.
Yeah, because that's where it's like, all right, Brock, we paid you. Because that's the thing, like you paid Brock Purdy this money now, and you didn't. He's not the highest paid quarterback or anything like that, but he's paid high enough to where I think every year now the expectation for the 49ers is to be a playoff berth.
That's it.
Whether that's like it's that, not yes. like that's fine. Like yes. You can tell me his wide receivers are weak, which I feel they are, and all this stuff, but also that's fine. Like you add the receivers so he can get to the Super Bowl so they can elevate there. But Brock Purdy, for what he's paid now, the expectation every year for the 49ers should be playoffs. Wild card, winning the division, whatever it is they need to, like that's just the goal now. That's what he's paid to do now. That's how he's paid.
That's perfectly put. I've been trying to figure out a way to articulate that, and you just did it.
Thank you.
Because they did not pay him to be Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, right? I don't think the expectation is that he's going to put the onus on his shoulders the way those quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow, your guy, to a different extent. But I don't think that's the expectation, but you're absolutely right. When you get into that realm of $50+ million annually, you don't get to go 6-11 anymore.
No, you're one of the guys now. You're a legitimate, yep. good starting NFL quarterback. Where they like, this is why they yep. paid you. They paid you because they feel you can take them this far, or at least to this yep. point.
And they paid him because they feel like he can take them this far when they do have to trim some, cut three defensive linemen for financial purposes when they don't have a loaded wide receiver room.
Yeah, it can't
they
be,
feel like he can elevate that group.
Yeah, the 49ers can't go 6-11 this year. It's like, Brock didn't have Brandon Ayuk most of the year. Brandon Ayuk just didn't get back to his full self. Christian McCaffrey was off and on. Like, nope, that can't, nope. nope. There's no excuses. He's got to be nope. at least, they got to get to the playoffs. Or at least be, like you said, in that hunt where it's like, if they missed out, whatever. But it's like the Niners went 10-7, 9-8, and they just barely missed out because they didn't go their way because some other team won or something like that. But like they always just need to be their bare minimum.
Yep. I'm right there with you, man. If they missed the playoffs this year because they went 10-7 and lost a tiebreaker, like, all right.
Yeah.
But if they missed the playoffs this year because they were sub .500, they got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They got a very, very real problem. And I'm not, you know me, I'm not on the fire Kyle Shanahan bandwagon at all. I know there's a large contingent of you out there. Salute to TC. But if they go sub .500 this year without some catastrophe happening, it's going to be really, really tough to feel good about them going into 2026.
Well, like I said, you can't blame it on CMC. Like just Brock has to get it done.
Yeah, man. I'm 100% with you. It cannot be another year of, man, he's holding on to the ball too long. He's running around. Man, figure it out. Man, you're getting paid.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Scooter916 in the chat house says, so
yeah, yeah.
Brock does everything he's supposed to do and the receivers are not good. Is that still on Brock? You can't set him up to be all on, set him up for early on or whatever. You're setting him up for failure like that. No, he's paid to be this guy now. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't.
Like
Patrick Mahomes took bad receiving course to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like Brock Purdy is paid like he's a guy. So it's like you need to elevate the guys around you a bit. We're not saying he's got to go to the Super Bowl every year, but like he's paid to take this team to the playoffs now. That's how, that's what exactly. it is.
The expectation is not that he would take bad receivers to the Super Bowl. It's that he's good enough to keep them from being terrible.
Yeah.
That's it. That is the standard. And I don't think the receiving core is going to be so bad that you go, well, what's the quarterback supposed to do? Like, your quarterback's supposed to make plays.
Yeah. Like, Brock Purdy is not the first quarterback to play with a poor receivers and make it work.
But if you're ready to make excuses for the kid, salute. I'm not. That's all. That's Jesse Tapia. He's filling in for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I saw this getting kicked around in the chatty house. It was about R.J. Barrett and first-round picks. And would you give up two first-round picks for R.J. Barrett?
Yeah.
If the Kings were going to give up two first round picks, would you rather them do it for RJ Barrett or for Jonathan Kuminga?
I think off the top of my head, I'd go. Feels like the wrong answer, but Kuminga.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah, I think there's just Kuminga's kind of like, hey, there's door number one, and then there's RJ Barrett. Door number two is a mystery door. Sounding like Kuminga, it's about 15 points, but hey, it could be 25. It could be. It's like, I kind of want to look through the mystery door.
I think the other thing that factors in here, and I kind of want to, that you factor in money, right?
Mm.
If it's Devin Carter, Dario Saric in two firsts versus whatever the salary it would take to match RJ Barrett in two firsts, that's pretty significantly different. But if you could just do it straight up for two first round picks. Securin says, I wouldn't do it for Jonathan Kuminga either, but Kuminga over RJ Barrett. Yeah. And I think that's, I understand that perspective.
Yeah. Like,
but if you're just in this hypothetical world that I'm throwing out, cause we're on the radio and we're talking. Yeah, you're going to give up two first round picks for a player. Who would you rather it be?
Yeah, I'm going to go Kuminga. I feel like at this point, I'm pretty sure I know who RJ Barrett is. Not in a bad way, but just he's a 21 point per game score, this and that. But it's like Kuminga could be something more than that as well.
Okay. I have a different spin on this, though.
Okay.
I think if we knew that this was going to be the 22-23 Kings, Beam Team 1, I think I would rather have RJ Barrett.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, you need more of a sure thing. Guy was just going to play his role and just kind of fill in and all that stuff.
RJ Barrett would be so uninspiring. If the Kings somehow swing a deal and they wind up with RJ Barrett, I'm gonna be so upset. That's just so uninspiring to me. It's like, all right, like, I guess.
Well, no, RJ Barrett's not bad. Let me look up his contract.
No, he's not a bad player. No, he's not a bad. Didn't say bad. Didn't say bad.
I know.
But uninspiring.
I didn't mean like that, but I just more so like you could think of RJ Barrett and the Kings' future together, no?
RJ Barrett is the Sacramento Kings of forwards. Like, yeah, he's fine.
I feel like you're short selling him a bit. He's got 2 years left, including this year, this upcoming season.
Okay.
Mm. I wouldn't hate it. You work out a deal with RJ Barrett
that's
or whatever.
Only 25.
Yeah. I think you're being a bit harsh.
He's 25 years old. He's 18.8 for his career. All
at
right.
a position that they need.
At a position they need.
Yeah,
he's
19. You're bought in now.
6-3 for his career. Oh man,
21 right. last season.
34.6 from three. Maybe I'm selling RJ Barrett a little short.
Yeah, I think you are.
He's also not really ever gotten to be on a good team, like a really good team.
So let's send him to the Sacramento Kings.
I don't know. That'd be all right, I guess.
Selling Joe Burrow and RJ Barrett short this week. Wow.
Joe Burrow's way better than RJ Barrett. What are
still,
we doing?
You still sold him short. Still sold them both short.
I'm just being a hater. And Joe's going to hate us if we do not step aside on the radio side. So we're going to do that. We're going to pay some bills. Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee. He is live at the American Century Championship. I'm going to find out who he's talking to. We're going to make sure to give him all the questions for the athletes and celebrities that are out there. And we'll talk about the Kings and the 49ers as well with our buddy Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee next right here on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento's sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, maybe back to the Insiders. Holy smokes! I'm having a whale of a time with my office chair here.
You okay?
Yeah, I've got one of those rolling mats because it's carpet, not to brag. And so I got this like plastic rolling mat thing, but the wheels sometimes get stuck underneath the edge of it. And so I have to like stand up and completely move the chair to get back toward the mic. I'm leaning so far forward right now.
It would be like the most just Kyle Madsen thing of the week if your chair just broke right now.
Just broke? Yeah, dude, I'm catching somebody else. So yesterday I was hoping for a W.
Yeah.
I was taking my car to the shop to get my tires realigned so I could drive to Sacramento today.
As one does.
Or to get my wheels realigned. Yeah. And I get to the tire shop after they say my car's done. And they're like, oh, we actually didn't realign your tires realign your wheels because I got one new wheel, my back left. And they were like, because it's a different offset than the other wheels, we would give you false readings if we realigned it. So we're not going to do that.
So what are you going to do?
So, all right. So I end up going to a different tire shop. I go to Salute to America's Tire. In Brentwood, I said, hey, I bought a wheel from you guys yesterday. I need another matching one in the back so I can get them realigned. Guy goes, great. Turns out I shouldn't have been doing that, but that's a different story. Guy goes, great. Turns out they don't have it. They don't have the wheel I need. So I got to go to a different one, not far from the crib. They have the wheels I need. So I have the right wheels now, but now they're still not aligned properly. So I have to go get that done today.
Staying alive with Kyle Madsen.
I cannot catch a W right now.
Maybe your friend Chris Biederman can cheer you up. Here he is.
Here's a W. Here's one. Chris Biederman is joining the program. Hey,
what's
everybody.
Up, Chris?
Chris Biederman. Sacramento Bee, live from the American
Championship. What's up?
Also, host of the Candlestick Chronicles podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Also available on YouTube. Check it out. Chris, what's going on, man?
What's up? How do I sound okay? My connection good?
Yeah, you sound good.
Uh-oh. Sound good?
Are we good? Did we lose Kyle?
Jesse, can you hear me? Kyle,
I can hear you, Chris. I can hear you,
okay,
Chris.
Okay, I can't hear anyone. Okay, maybe
yeah, Kyle's headphones went out.
Here we go.
All right, Chris, we're just going to start this off with the Kings, whatever. I mean,
I can hear Kyle.
You can hear? Yeah, Kyle can't hear us.
Yeah.
But you're back?
So back. We're so back right now. Let's go. Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Let's go. What's up, buddy? How are we doing?
Doing great. Have we gotten...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Have we gotten news yet? The SACB exclusive on a potential Taylor Swift Travis Kelce engagement.
We have not. We boots are on the ground. Obviously, yeah. I'm here on the shores of Lake Tahoe. It's a lovely day, but no signs of the Kelces yet. It's a practice round today. They might just be so big time at this point that they show up tomorrow when the tournament starts. But it is to be determined if they will be accompanied by a world famous pop star. I'm guessing no. I don't know if this is quite the event for Taylor Swift to walk around playing a round of golf with these guys, but you know, you never know. I wouldn't have guessed she'd perform at Tight End University either. So we'll see.
What a bizarre sentence. Can you imagine? You and I started Candlestick Chronicles in 2018. Can you imagine in 2018 being like, hey, it's someday George Kittle is going to have something called Tight End University and Taylor Swift is going to perform at a Nashville bar during Tight End University. What a weird thing.
It's pretty wild. And yeah, but Kyle, you know this. My wife is a big Taylor Swift person. And wife's a big Taylor Swift person. And she knows that, you know, I've known Kittle a little bit from my time covering the 49ers. And when she saw that she was 2 degrees separated from Taylor Swift through me and George Kittle, she was pretty excited. So that's really kind of the only reason I want to see Taylor Swift is to impress my wife. Further cement her decision and marrying me, obviously.
Well, you're already locked in. Salute. Let's talk a little bit about the Kings off season with you while we have you for a few minutes. Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee joining us here on the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It sounds like the Kings are cool doing a couple of gap years here, waiting for 2027 to hit when they're financially a little more free. Is that, you think, the right move by Scott Perry in the front office?
I guess it kind of depends on what the mandate is. If you want to build, given their current situation, if you want to build something long-term and sustainable, I think it makes sense to me to wait some time until these contracts do become more tradable, right? Like, to me, DeMar DeRozan seems like an ideal candidate to be moved at the trade deadline, where he might have a lot more value than he has right now. And I think the same is probably true for Zach LaVine next summer, when his contract's considered and expiring and teams are loading up to have cap space in 2027. It seems like the move for the Kings in order to actually get assets for these guys is to wait. And obviously that's not ideal, but that's the corner they painted themselves in when they made these moves, is that, you know, they acquired Zach LaVine, which had largely been considered one of the worst contracts in the NBA for a long time. And when you acquire that contract, this is what happens. You have to wait, unless you want to attach a bunch of assets just to get off of that contract. So it makes sense for the Kings not to want to attach a bunch of assets to those contracts to move off of them. But in the meantime, it means you're going to get a team like we saw last year that's going to be most likely competing for a play-in spot in the Western Conference. Maybe everything goes right and they get a 6, 7, 8 seed and they go to the playoffs. But even then, I'm not even sure what that accomplishes long-term, aside from you just telling your fans like, hey, we made the playoffs, because it doesn't seem like, you know, long-term that you're going to get better from with this group of players.
Sure.
Knowing their situation and like kind of what we heard about the Kuminga stuff and all that, and just that Saric Carter and 2 seconds offer, do you think it's all the more reason to maybe up that offer and go after a guy like Kuminga now that you have an opportunity to, I guess, add a guy who could help your future, given how bleak it looks everywhere else?
I mean, maybe. I don't know how well Jonathan Kuminga fits with this current roster, obviously. He wants to be a guy that's going to be ball dominant and score, and you already have some guys who want to be ball dominant and score on the roster. If you're trying to spin it forward to the future beyond DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, are you developing Jonathan Kuminga in the right ways in the meantime? Like, can you develop Jonathan Kuminga in the way you need to while those other guys are here getting the bulk of the oxygen on the offense? I don't know. To me, that's a tricky proposition. I mean, if the price is right, it makes the bet makes sense. But at the same time, like, are you going to develop Keegan Murray at any point? Like, is that, you know, in getting Jonathan Kuminga, if you're Keegan Murray, what does that tell you about the long-term direction of this team? And do you want to sign with this team long-term, knowing that also making an investment in Jonathan Kuminga, who plays your position, who's going to be commanding a lot of shots? I don't really know how that works. I understand the appeal of Kuminga in terms of the athleticism and the talent, but in terms of the circumstances, I don't really know how it makes sense for the Kings. So I'm definitely of the mind that this team needs to rebuild through the draft. And I don't know if giving assets up for Jonathan Kuminga really aligns with that. And I do wonder if it impedes your ability to develop him and develop other guys, given the group of players you already have.
Chris Biederman, Sacramento Bee, Candlestick Chronicles podcast. We're going to let you go. Enjoy the American Century Championship. Really appreciate you jumping on from Lake Tahoe. Have a safe drive back, and we'll talk to you next time, man.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Later, Chris.
Chris Biederman. There he goes. And there go my headphones, because naturally, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they go out right now?
It's been a week.
This is great. I'm coming in tomorrow. I will walk to work tomorrow. I'm so tired of this, dude. I'm so tired of this happening. It's literally, everything's fine. And then all of a sudden we go by and it goes, and my headphones stop working. I have a buzzing in my ears now. And it's not me. It's my headphones. Like I said, I will walk to work tomorrow. I don't give a damn, dude. I'm so sick of this. I hate doing this from home.
Kyle Madsen to do the Paul Pierce walk tomorrow. Yeah, it's been a tough week for our guy Kyle Madsen. I don't even know if he can hear me right now, but shout out to Chris jumping on.
Shout out to Kyle too for soldiering.
You're doing this all with a smile. I know in the background, I know behind the scenes, you're pretty pissed off.
Furious. Bro.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
Kyle's really mad.
I might have to just come pick you up tomorrow, Kyle. Maybe I'll just make the drive down.
All right, salute. Thanks, Joe.
I got you.
Pick him up in the Odyssey truck.
You know what? I'm actually down for that. If I don't have to pay for the gas.
Yeah, dude, right off that mileage, I love that for you. I love this idea. Joe, we'll get a little coffee and a little snack on the way up. It'll be great. We'll get treats for the car ride. It's one of those, and I'm trying to have a good perspective, because like life just happens, right?
Yeah.
Like this is, of all the things happening in the world, what's happened to me over the last couple of days is not like, it's not terrible. It's a bunch of inconveniences is what it really is.
It's pretty terrible though. Like I'd imagine having shingles is not the best.
No, it's not. It's not. It sucks. But like when I got my flat, right? I got a flat on the freeway. It blew up my tire. It damaged my rim. I never lost control of my car, right?
Yeah.
Like I didn't go skidding out on the freeway and put other lives in danger. Like I was able to get over to the side of the road safely. I got picked up by AAA. Like I got everything. Like yesterday I was able to get the wheels I needed on my car, right? I've got an appointment to get my car done today. My illness is not going to kill me. Like it's not life threatening.
Yeah.
I've got treatment for it. I'm lucky enough to have insurance that allows me. So I'm trying to find like the bright side and have the right perspective here. Like it could be so much worse.
Well, that's the thing.
But at the same time,
I feel like that's also kind of a jinx right there. Zabo just hitting you with the jinx that it could always be worse. No, hopefully this is the worst it's been. Zabo, what are you doing here?
I have so many blessings in life, right? Like it's not, like I said, I'm not, nothing dramatic is happening. Even the shingles, like it's just, it hurts. It's annoying. Like being in pain in the head and face for 5 days straight is not super sick, but like it's whatever. You know, I've got medicine. It's getting a little better. My eye is swollen to the point that I don't want to show it on camera, but I look like a gargoyle, dude. It's crazy. But it's whatever. Like it's fine. But also I'm looking for one W.
Oh yeah, I know. Like you've had a tough week, pal. Like you don't have to do this all. Hey, life's okay still. Like no, you can be mad if you want.
Like man. I don't know. It's I'm lucky enough to have a job where I can work from home and have coworkers that are cool enough to oblige me in this. But damn, we're figuring out how to get to Sacramento tomorrow.
Yeah, tune in. Does Kyle get to Sacramento by train or by bus? Kyle Madsen takes the Greyhound.
I'll film my journey. I'll film it like one of those. Do you watch a lot of like Instagram reels or TikToks or whatever?
I guess YouTube shorts would be it.
Yeah, shout out YouTube Shorts, ESPN 1320 YouTube. Check out, we're cranking out a ton of shorts there. But what was I going to say about that?
Like an influencer, like how you're walking away from the camera and then you cut it right before you have to walk back and come get the camera.
No, I was going to do one of those things where, have you seen those influencer videos where they go to like a restaurant for the first time? And they'll be like, today we tried, I don't know.
Today I'm going to
Jesse's Burger Shop for the first time. It was really highly rated and I'm visiting Sacramento, so I really wanted to try it. The menu has a ton of selections, but I wanted to try the classic cheeseburger. Like, and every single one is in that cadence and that voice.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that, but on my travels to Sacramento tomorrow, whether it's in my car, my wife's car, by bus, train, or plane.
This is the Greyhound and there's no food offered here, but this is my ticket.
if I'm told I'm getting Joe Brazil in the Odyssey truck and I get Leezy in the Odyssey van, I'm not coming.
The Odyssey van is kind of scary.
Oh, dude,
we
have got
a van?
New
do
one.
We real Joe, do we really have a van?
We do.
We got a black van.
No, we got a new one.
Oh, we got a new one.
Yeah.
Does it have a wrap on it?
No, it's that white van out there next to the Odyssey truck.
Oh, I didn't even know that was ours.
That's been there for like almost a year now. What? I mean, it's been almost a year.
Get it painted.
Bro, when I was working promotions, we used to have to roll in the little one of those big vans where there's no back windows and no side windows. It's just the passenger and driver's side in the front or whatever.
The stranger danger.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
Yes, that was tough.
Hey, this is facts. I gotta have Kenny send the private jet.
Oh yeah, that's a good point right there too.
You just land it right here on Metal Arc Land. I'll hop in. We'll go.
Joe's gonna go pick up Kyle in the white van tomorrow.
This is like an actual soccer mom van, though. It's not like a...
Oh, it's like a van.
It's a van.
Oh, it's like a Honda Odyssey or a Chrysler Pacifica or whatever.
That's exactly what it is.
No, yeah, the cars we used to have.
It's a Pacifica?
It is.
Hell yeah. I think I'd drive a van.
It's a nice drive. I mean, you know, it's a van, but it gets me to and fro. I took it to Cache Creek when we did our show there and got me there.
To and fro is wild. That's insane. Hey, one last thing on the Kings real quick before we step aside.
Yeah.
Let's try and get this show on track. Jesse Toppy in for James Hamm. Joe Brazil behind the
glass.
We never
get back on track, by the way.
I'm Kyle Madsen, holding a bunch of L's today or this week. I know we keep talking about Jonathan Kuminga. Do we think Scott Perry has reached out about Quentin Grimes or Josh Giddey or Cam Thomas? Probably not Cam Thomas, but Quentin Grimes or Josh Giddey?
No, you don't really have the money to do that, do you? Well, I guess if you wanted to pull a signing trade, but I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
If
you're willing to give up Devin Carter, Dario Saric, and a couple of seconds for Jonathan Kuminga.
I don't think so.
I think I'd also give that up for Quentin Grimes. I'm out on Giddey because he's got a weird case. But I'd call the Sixers. Say, hey, here's Devin Carter and Dario Saric in a couple of seconds.
Is that what you need right now, though? Like Kuminga, like I feel like that's once like you need a wing and all that stuff.
I think Quentin Grimes is good. I like Quentin Grimes a lot. Might be what's the word I'm looking for? Duplicative? Redundant? Might be redundant.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know what that first one was.
Duplicative?
No clue.
That's not the right word. Yeah. It definitely wasn't the right word. Every once in a while I'll do that because when I'm reading, I'll come across a word that I'm like, I'm reading this, but I'm also not sure I've said this word before, but I don't know if I'm saying it right. So I'll like deep dive the word because I'm a weirdo. And man, there's definitely times where I'll look up a word and be like, wow, I have been using this wrong my whole life.
See, I'll do that, but I'll say like in my brain, like how the word I think sounds or whatever. And it's just not even like the right word too. I just made up something in my brain. It's just like along the same family type.
Kyle taught me about moot point. Literally last week, I was calling it a mute point. So there you go.
Yeah, no, it's moot.
Yeah. I now call it a moot point. So
the more you know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thankfully, this segment has come to an end. That's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil is on the ones and twos. We have the handoff. One of Damian Barling or Kenny Caraway will be in. We'll talk with them about the Kings offseason. Maybe we'll ask them about the Raiders and Niners offseason grades as well. That was a fun discussion. And of course, the Kings opened their summer league schedule tonight. We'll find out who D'Lo or KC, D'Lo and or KC, are most excited to watch right here on the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 in Sacramento Sports Center.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil on the ones and twos. We'll have Damian Barling in for the handoff right now. Hey, it's time for the handoff. Damian Barling, how's it going, man?
What's up, man? You look great.
You know, thank you. That's so nice. Damian actually knows what I look like without my sunglasses on right now.
Yeah, didn't ask either. Didn't say, oh, man, let me see. Yeah, got a text this morning. Was like, oh, hi, Kyle.
Yeah, poor Kyle.
Look at my face, dog.
Yeah, that's rough, man. That's rough. But you look great with the glasses on. You look like a
can't tell
degenerate gambler or something. I'm not sure. It's good stuff, though.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Kings Summer League begins tonight. Is Devin Carter the number one thing you are watching?
Yes.
When the Kings take the floor tonight.
Yep.
And what are you just watching for? Because for me, when I find out that he's playing point guard, I'm watching more for what level is he functioning at as a point guard more than is he dominating Summer League?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like if he's running primarily the point, and that certainly seems to be a big talking point over the course of the last 2 weeks or so, then yeah, definitely want to watch that. But at the same time, I want to see him be really good. He was really good in the G League last year during that stint between when he was really bad as a professional basketball player and when he was better as a professional basketball player. The G League isn't quite, or Summer League isn't quite G League, but at least not at first. You know, it will be in next week. But right now, like, I want to see how he functions as a point guard, but I want to see him be really good too. Like, I want to see him look like he did in the G League last year. I want to see him look as good as he did in the G League last year.
Question, are we just moving forward too? Like, is Devin Carter the backup point guard right now on the Sacramento Kings? Like, who's doing that? Whose job is it? Is Malik?
I don't know that it is Malik's.
It's not?
I don't think so.
Who is it?
I guess depending on how the next 2 weeks go, I think it's Devin Carter. I don't know. Maybe they still want to run Malik out there as a one and have him run with Keon Ellis at times and DeMar DeRozan at times. Like, sure, I guess. I mean, there's no reason you can't do that. He was very effective in that role when he did it, you know, in place of De'Aaron Fox, and then he'd get some run alongside De'Aaron Fox. Obviously, that worked really well for the Kings. So I'm sure he can continue to do that with Dennis Schroeder. I just I feel like if you're going to – unless it just completely falls on its face, I feel like you're going to run Devin Carter out there at point guard. If this works during the summer league, I feel like you're going to run him out there at point guard for a little bit.
I guess this comes down to Doug Christie and his coaching staff, and this might be just their biggest challenge this year, is finding that blend. Because if you're going to run out a starting lineup that has Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Domantas Sabonis and Dennis Schroeder on it, you're trying to win games this year, right? But at the same time, if you think Devin Carter can be a point guard in the NBA, then you have to play him there. Mm-hmm. And you kind of live with the results. I think, and I think that's true with Nick Clifford. You got to play him. If Maxime Reyneau is part of your future, you got to play him. That if Isaiah Crawford is going to be on the roster, you got to play him. I think that's going to be the needle, the thread between how do you develop these players that could be part of your team in it's 2027 and beyond, right? At least that's what James Hamm said. So if you have any players that you think are going to be part of your team in 2027 and beyond, like, to me, you got to start playing those guys now, but you can't afford to, like, have them develop on the court if you're losing games and wasting years of the four of the five guys in your starting lineup.
Does Scott Perry and the Kings even know who those players are right now, too, though, besides, I guess, the rookies they drafted this year?
Even that
who you're moving forward with? I guess who... Shout out, throwback, D'Lo and Casey, core, maybe. Does that even exist at this point?
No, that doesn't exist anymore. But the guys that maybe they're trying to figure out if they're a part of it, like, I think Keegan is absolutely a part of that. I think Keon Ellis is a part of that as well. After that, I don't know how – they might still be trying to figure out if Domantas Sabonis is a part of this.
Yeah.
I feel like he is, but, like, I don't agree with what James said yesterday. I don't agree with the sentiment that you just laid out right there. This team, we've been over this, and I guess we'll just go over it 1,000 more. Like, I do not think this team is bad enough to just run rookies, G League guys, second round draft picks out there to get major minutes in hopes that this winds up working out. I don't think they're bad enough. They don't have enough fringe players to do that. You do that with guys that, you do that with, like, the George Hills, right? You do that with the Zach Randolphs at the end of their career, the Vince Carters at the end of their career. You know, I get DeMar is 36, but you don't have to do that right now. Zach LaVine's in his 20s. Like, you don't have to do that. You got Domantas Sabonis, so you're playing $40 million. Don't flush that down the toilet. Like, go out there and compete. Like, this team is not bad enough to not compete. And you have to fight. You're right. Like, if Neek is going to be a part of what you're doing moving forward, find a way to play him. Like, Neek needs to play. Exactly. If Devin Carter is going to be a part of what you're doing moving forward, find a way to play Devin Carter. But this, like... I don't know, man. I feel like people are jumping out the goddamn window with this second round draft pick. Like, I get he's 7-1, but like, so we're all in. We found the new Jokic here. Like, people won't stop talking about him. Like, he's the guy. This is the game changer. Max, he can shoot threes. He can do all this. Like, okay, hang on a second. This is the 42nd pick in the draft. Like,
yeah, but
prior,
he was expected to go late in the first round.
Prior to Valanciunas being traded, I didn't even think he was going to play.
Sure.
And then it was like, oh, this will be interesting. And then Valanciunas is gone, and it's like Saric is here, and somebody named Drew Eubanks is here. And it's like, okay, maybe he does. But, man, we've got him anointed as it.
I to me, and I think I think you're right. James laid it out like, hey, this is the Kings thinking. The Kings are eyeing 2027. That's how he laid it out.
And maybe he's right. And he's far more connected than I am. I'm just a radio show host. That's absolutely insane. You know what, Kyle? You know what, guys? Hang on. No. Let's look to 2028 to really nail this ESPN 1320 thing down. Let's just get through 2025 and 6 and 7. And should we still be employed in 2028? Boy, watch out.
Okay. That's the crux of my entire problem with this. I understand Scott Perry was handed a really brutal hand, and maybe he tried to tear it down and couldn't because the trades weren't there. But this idea that you're just going to go, hey, we're just going to kind of try and stay relevant. But then 2027, that's when the rebuild really starts. It's like, okay, so we're literally that says they're 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Question, like, I don't necessarily agree
Congratulations, you're Bruno Caboclo.
I don't agree with it either, but like, what do you do if there is no market for the guys you're trying to move off of, though? Like, what do you do at that point?
To me, what you do at that point is exactly what I just said. You're giving Devin Carter burn. You're giving Nick Clifford burn. If Maxime Reyno is a player you're super excited about, you're giving him run. That is, to me, where you have to do this. But now they're on the two timelines thing. Right, trying to stay relevant now, but also trying to develop for the future at the same time. Like,
Yeah, but I think it's a little bit different in the sense, or it's a lot bit different that the two timeline, the idea for the two, one was developed, but the other wasn't stay relevant. It was win a championship.
No doubt.
Those are two very, very, very different bars. The Warriors were trying to win a championship and develop their young guys. The Sacramento Kings, do I think they're trying to be relevant? Yeah, like I coined the term, like survive and figure it out. Like, that's exactly what I think they're trying to do. The difficult part, I don't even think the difficult part for them is going to be surviving. I think the difficult part for them is going to be figuring all the other things out. It is playing Maxine, Neek. It is figuring out what Devin Carter is as a professional basketball player because you don't know yet. It is figuring out what the trade market looks like in February, what happens come next free agency. All of that stuff plays a factor.
It's still that trying to thread the same needle, though, between being as competitive as possible this year while trying to develop these young guys and seeing what you've got. But if they're not quite there, they need to play to develop, but you can't play them because they're not helping wins. I think that there's going to be a lot of this year is going to come down to how Doug Christie and his staff can manage those two kind of competing expectations.
I think there's a possibility for there was the Dave Yeager year when George Hill, Zach Randolph, and Vince were here, mm-hmm. and the idea, no matter how silly fans think it was, the idea of that front office and that coaching staff was to compete. They realized 38 games in. Now, this was the non-playing era, and I don't know how that would factor in with Scott Perry, his front office, and this coaching staff. But they realized about 38 games in, this ain't going to work. And they started altering the playing time of some of their veterans and letting other guys get out there. Maybe there's a situation where that happens. Maybe there's a situation where you're 40-something games into this season, and it's like, this didn't quite go the way that we thought it would, so... All right, let's see what we could do here with the three players that we keep referencing.
All right, what you guys got coming up on D'Lo and KC?
Matt George will be with us in the final hour of the show. Obviously, we'll talk a lot about Summer League tonight. Deion Sanders wanting a salary cap is fascinating. Amazon Prime taking their first steps into NBA basketball. I think they did a great job with that commercial with Chet and Blake. We'll talk about that as well.
Can't wait. D'Lo and KC coming up next right here on ESPN 1320. We've been the Insiders, Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. Until then, drink water. Be nice to people. See ya!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.